Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Remember in The Jerk when Steve Martin's character thought that sniper hated those oil cans?
Yeah. He hates these cans. Get away from the cans.
It's not related, but it's the first thing I thought of when I saw this story about how someone hates these inflatables.
It's sad. The inflatables have been out for many years and they're supposed to bring joy for this season, and that kind of, this feels like it's tainted that.
A line of happy holiday decorations became targets early Tuesday morning in Bow.
And heard the shots and then woke my husband, and then there was a second set of shots.
At 1 a.m., the Pauls were perplexed and went back to bed. In the morning, neighbors said they heard the shots too, and one went to take a closer look and found shells on the ground.
He said, oh no, it wasn't just the one. It was two snowmen, and your gingerbread has a hole through his head.
According to police, a person was likely in a car or in the road when they used a firearm to shoot them.
No, they were in the sky or a ditch. Of course they were in a car or on the road.
They may have been in a duck blind 8 miles away. We're not sure.
Hiding in a mailbox.
This snowman inflatable has the perfect face for having just been shot in the face.
It does.
It's got a look of surprise, like utter terror and surprise. It's weird.
Used a firearm to shoot them. Given that this is a residential neighborhood, the Pauls say it's fortunate no one was hurt. Luckily, there are woods behind the decorations.
Obviously, it's a stupid thing someone did. It's immature. It's not great. And if they get caught, it could ruin their right to have that rifle or pistol or whatever it was.
And the good news is that these inflatables, part of a collection of 28 the Paul family has.
That's a lot.
That's too many.
Are still standing tall with holiday spirit.
They stay inflated because of the fan.
Police say they have.
Thank you, Mr. Christmas, for explaining how your inflatables work. They stay inflated because of the fan.
Or is he saying the ones with holes in it still stay inflated? Because they, in the photograph, they show one that has a hole in it, and it's still inflated. I think it's just keep it up.
I mean, maybe, but...
He's the only person who ever subscribed to OnlyFans thinking that it was actually fans. He's like, these will be great for my inflatables.
I want to talk about big... I want to talk about big-ass fans, but I feel weird saying ass.
Booty fans.
Police say they have stepped up patrols in the area and are actively investigating.
They're hoping that people will call in tips. Somebody might brag about doing it. And hopefully, if it's a young kid, just they need to learn it's not safe.
Alana Flood, WMUR News 9.
Not to get political, but I think this would have been a great time for an AR-15. So they hit all of them.
There's a lot of inflatables there. What'd they say, 21 or
28? 28. Yeah. I usually hate inflatables. I think they're tacky, but I've kind of come around to them because of Steve and your daughters, Mickey and Minnie, for Halloween. So now whenever I drive by a house that has cute inflatables out where it's like a Hello Kitty in the yard where you know it doesn't match any of their other decorations, yeah. I'm like, some little girl in that house is so happy that it's time to put that out right now.
That is true. I like joking about destroying them, but it's really rude.
Just like going out and being the one that gets to plug them in or turn the, flip the switch
big
on.
Deal, isn't it?
Yeah. A huge, huge deal.
Has there ever been any tears at your house? Because it was my day.
Of course. That's why I put it on a smart plug. And I was like, ha ha. It goes on at 4 o'clock by itself. It doesn't need you. Yeah.
That's the way to strip the joy from the day.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to spoil them with ugly things in your yard, at least allow them to understand what disappointment is, too.
Yeah, you're training them. They have a life built on tacky, terrible taste.
Yeah.
Oh, just wait. I get to put up our Christmas arch today.
Ooh.
It's an inflatable arch.
God. You're
it came on one of our garbage pallets, and my wife's like, we got to keep this. And I was like, oh, boy, I hope this has a tear in it.
No, it stays inflated because of the fan.
You are days away. You are days away from a fountain somewhere. Or a gnome.
Steve's going to be digging his Christmas koi pond this weekend.
What's the arch look like? Yeah. I just Googled.
Yeah.
There's like gingerbread man ones. They're pretty cool. One with Santa on one side and snowman on the other.
There's something on each end. I forget what it is.
An Eiffel Tower arch? Arched back. Is that what it is?
We love Paris this
time
of year.
You find out it's just a massive dong.
Imagine how inappropriate that would be. Just setting it up and being like, what? It's a beautiful Christmas display.
Yeah. Santa riding it.
It's one of those ones that moves.
Santa's in front, Rudolph is in back, his nose glowing red.
What? Its name is Richard.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.